Father's Day, and welcome to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on KPHX 1480 AM. The song bringing us into the show is Mamma Mia. Here I go again, Eric. My. How could I resist you, Eric Reinert, across the glass?
Try hard.
I will try. I will try harder and harder. But of course, I am here with Eric Reinert alone today. Brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, live from Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you so much, Meryl Streep. I really appreciate it. What a beautiful voice. What a beautiful voice.
Are you waiting for me to agree?
Yeah.
Okay, I agree.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad. But anyway, Dave Isaac is not here today. He's on assignment. He'll be telling us all about that next week. I believe he may call in, though, to share some comments on some of our movies. I know we've got some great guests, which I'll tell you about in just a few moments. But it is our Mother's Day special right here on KPHX 1480 AM, Breakthrough Entertainment's Mother's Day special. And we are streaming live also on the KPHX website and the KPHX mobile app. There's one for Android and iOS, right?
Correct.
Excellent. It's definitely a must-have for all, because all the shows are on there, right? You can listen to the station 24/7.
Live.
Yeah, and at nighttime, too.
It's all live.
Can you listen when you sleep?
Sure, and it even has an alarm on it, actually.
Does it play the daily voice?
Of course it does.
Monday through Friday?
It's just daily voice.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. It's not The Daily Voice. It's not The Breakthrough Entertainment either.
It wasn't The Breakthrough Entertainment?
It wasn't Guardians of Galaxy either last week like David thought it was, but, you know, or...
And he actually saw the movie.
Yes, or The Fast and Furious, but anyway... I digress. Yes, it is our Mother's Day special. In honor of that, we are going to be doing a lot of different special things today. And one of the things is we are playing music from Mamma Mia, one of my favorite musicals, probably my favorite musical. What's your favorite musical, Eric?
I do not like musicals.
You don't like musicals? Why?
I just don't. Oh. I mean, if it's okay, if I have to pick one, Tommy by The Who.
Okay.
That I liked.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Only one. Or I liked The Wall, Pink Floyd.
Oh, okay. Well, you were so much more excited yesterday on Daily Voice.
That's because it's in the afternoon. I've got time to work out and get a nice lunch.
Well, we both have coffee today. We brought our own pods.
Yeah, you brought pot?
No, pod. Coffee pod.
They're called K-cups.
Well, I didn't buy it at Circle K.
I have instant coffee.
Okay. All right.
Well, I would have given you some if you hadn't brought your own pod.
Well, thank you.
And by the way, what kind of pod is that? It smelled like ice cream or
French
cherry.
French vanilla.
Yikes.
Yes. But we are playing music from Mamma Mia. It is my favorite musical, and throughout the show. Of course, Meryl Streep, my crush, and hopefully my wife one day, Amanda Seyfried.
Okay.
You don't think so? You don't think that'll happen?
No, she's cute.
Okay. I like her.
She hasn't been anything lately.
No, she hasn't been anything lately. I think her career went downhill when she took her clothes off in that one movie.
There was some kind of girl thing.
Yeah, that one too. I don't know. She's had some strange career choices. But we are going to be celebrating Mother's Day with music from Mamma Mia. Of course, Mamma Mia, the title track, bringing us into today's show. And and I forgot to mention, we are streaming live our video on the Stream mobile app. And also, you can see it from the website. stream.live/breakradioshow stream.live/breakradioshow and you're going to want to participate as well today, either by that Stream mobile app, or you can give us a call, 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480. We want to hear about your mom. I was talking to you, Eric. No, not right now. We'll hear about your mom soon. But
well, if you want to hear about my mom, just go to my Facebook page.
You talk about her a lot on there? Or does she talk about herself a lot?
No, she was attacking. My mother was attacking me on Facebook.
She was? Like, viciously?
No, just... She was concerned about the things I say on Facebook.
Okay. Well, that's... You know, a mother's concern is important.
And I told her to mind her own business.
Oh, wow. That's... Happy Mother's Day, Mrs. Reinert.
Palmer.
Mrs. Palmer, happy Mother's Day. I'm sorry that your son yells at you.
I didn't yell at her.
Oh, you just...
I just told her not to criticize me.
You just put her in her place.
Yeah, I mean, Okay. Come on. I'm a man. I can handle myself.
Okay, all right. I'm a man, too.
Nah.
Oh, what? You know what? They can't hear you. They can't hear you laughing, Eric. Make sure that you laugh so that they can hear you as well. Oh, that was that a cough in there? Coffin. But anyway, yes. Mother's Day. Yes. Well, I'll be sharing some stories about my mom as well. And of course, there's a great, well, I don't know if it's great. Well, we'll tell you shortly if it's a great movie. It's called Three Generations. Susan Sarandon, Naomi Watts, and Elle Fanning. They play.
Do you like Elle Fanning too?
You know what? I think she's a great actress. I used to hate Dakota Fanning.
Whatever happened to her? Her sister's more famous than her now.
I know, she is. Yeah, Dakota Fanning used to be the popular one. And Elle Fanning, the first time I recall seeing her was in Daddy Daycare. Do you remember seeing Daddy Daycare with Eddie Murphy?
I do, but I don't remember the kids that were in it.
Yeah, she was like, I don't know.
Eddie Murphy and Jeff Garlin, right?
Yes, exactly. And it was a decent comedy, you know.
And Eddie Murphy's
comedy.
Bro died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Charlie died.
Oh, my. Yes, I remember hearing about that. Sorry for his loss. And, but yes, that was a good comedy, and Elle Fanning was in it as just a little girl. She was one of the preschoolers or something like that back then. And I looked at a clip, you know, after I saw this movie, Three Generations, and it's amazing what she's become. It's amazing that she's a very fine actress right now, and that's what Three Generations are kind of like billing it as, three generations of fine actors, and
not like grandma, mom, and daughter.
Yeah, well, that as well. Yes. And someone on stream is saying Mother's Day here, oh, they're in a different country, is on the 28th or something. I don't know what to get my mom. Maybe we'll try to give you some ideas on what to give your mom as well. I'm not going to tell you what I'm getting my mom because she listens to the show. Eric, does your mom listen to Daily Voice?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, that's good. And she doesn't.
She criticizes
okay,
that too.
Okay, she does? Oh, well, you know, I think a mom isn't doing her job if she's not criticizing because... I mean, like, you know how many stupid things I do here on Breakthrough Entertainment.
Okay.
You do.
There's no
comment on right. Oh, right now. Okay. I pretty much opened my voice. My see there it is. There it was.
There you go.
There it was. But yeah. So she's always giving me pointers.
Like, what kind of pointers does your mother give you?
Don't make a fool of myself. Don't talk about my personal stuff so much. And
that's what people want to hear.
Oh, yeah, I know. They want to hear that. And, you know, just don't make it so easy.
How do you think Howard Stern got so famous? He just talked about himself the whole time.
But he didn't make it
like
so
Trump.
Easy for people to make fun of him.
I think he was expecting that.
Okay. Well, I open my mouth, and you know, it's easy to make fun of me. But anyway. But we would love to hear about your mom as well. So 602-252-1480 if you want to give a shout out to your mom, if you have some special stories, or maybe you know just want to wish your mom a happy Mother's Day. Maybe you know that she listens to KPHX 1480 AM, and she definitely should listen to KPHX 1480 AM. Some great programs here on this wonderful station, including, like I said, Daily Voice weekdays and Breakthrough Entertainment right here on Saturdays 10 to 11. And yeah, so and we also have, in addition to Three Generations, we'll be talking about another movie. It is called Absolutely Anything. Simon Pegg stars in this one as well as the voices of not only the Monty Python team, but also Robin Williams. It's his final performance. He voices a dog, so we'll find out if I enjoyed that one as well. And some great guests as well. Tom Tran, he is one of the people featured on My Motto Veterans Edition, which you can find on MyxTV.com. That's MyxTV.com. And also, he's with the U.S. Army, and he was in the U.S. Army. He's got a great story there. I'm not going to spoil it for our listeners, but also he is a comedian, and he's going to tell us how his mom influenced him to join the U.S. Army and serve there, and also how she influenced him to continue to serve as a comedian and help people heal. And also we have actor Jim Riley, who will be joining us up at around 10:40. He is one of the actors in the new Arizona Theater Company production Holmes and Watson. I believe he plays patient number one. Yes. Yeah. So he will be joining us at 10:40.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Of course.
Kathleen, where are the spoons?
Kathleen, where are the spoons? Please text Eric, where are the spoons? Do you need a big spoon or a little spoon, Eric?
I just need one of the pink spoons that she's been giving me.
A pink spoon. Okay. We need a pink spoon.
Pink plastic spoon.
How about if listeners, can they bring spoons to the station in case, like if Bobby's listening, can she bring a spoon?
Why do we want Bobby to bring a spoon?
because it'd be cool to meet Bobby. I haven't.
You met her?
I know, but I haven't seen her in a couple of years. I hope she's okay.
I know. Whatever happened to her?
I don't know. I love to hear. I know. See, people on stream also are saying, I miss Bobby. People miss Bobby. Bobby was an important part of the show. So was Doris Markovic.
Yeah, whatever happened to Doris?
I don't know. I think she retired. Either that or one of the other.
I thought I read her obit.
You did? Yeah. Was it in Clown Monthly?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. But
Lawless.
Yes. People are saying, oh my gosh, Doris, come back, Doris. And yeah, so, and also you can join us on Facebook, breakradioshow.com. Click on the big F. You can share your Mother's Day wishes on there. But we would love to hear your comments here on the air. So again, 602-252-1480.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you, Kathleen. She found them for us?
Yeah, she texted me.
Okay, great. And, but yeah, okay, so let's see. Yeah, and by the way, both of our guests are going to be telling us about their mothers as well. Jim is going to tell us about how his mother influenced him and encouraged him to be an actor. And, you know, so I would like to start there and talk a little bit about my mom. You know, she is great. I would not be who I am without her, and she's just my best friend in life. And you know, I've had you know, I was not the popular kid in school. Can you believe that, Eric?
Can I believe that you weren't popular in school?
Yes.
That's just astonishing.
I know, astonishing, right? Astonishing. But my mom was my best friend, and she helped me through it all, and she was just my warrior. And
were you bullied?
Of course I was. Of course I was. I think, you know what? I think everyone's bullied, though.
No, I wasn't.
You weren't bullied?
I was never bullied. I was one of the popular guys.
Were you a bully?
No.
Okay. All right. I'll take your word for it.
I didn't like people doing that.
Okay. All right. Did you stand up for people?
Yes.
All right. Good. And yeah, I was bullied, but you know, but I appreciate that I had my mom there as emotional support, and also, you know, she just the amazing things that she did for me. We went to the Metro Center. Oh gosh, you remember the old Metro Center when they had, well, you know, they originally had the ice rink out there, and then you know, probably that was when I could barely even remember. I think they had the ice rink when I went and saw the original Jurassic Park. I remember standing in line for that, and for at Metro Center, and then they had the arcade there, and I remember my mom. You remember the ice rink, right, Eric, at Metro Center? Many years.
No, I never went to Metro Center.
Oh, okay.
Was it? Metro Center is what, like, turned into a bunch of big, like,
well, it's different.
Costco's or something.
Yeah, now it's completely different. But then after the ice rink that they had, which was amazing, then they had this like arcade, and I love that
California
area. Okay, well, they had the arcade there, and I love this little arcade. My mom would go there with me, and you know, well, it's kind of like the whack-a-mole game, but there was alligators instead. You had to hit the crocodiles or alligators or whatever they were, and she would always help me with that. And you know,
how old were you?
I was about 24. No,
that's what I was thinking.
No, I was a kid. I was in elementary school, and probably.
Did you earn the quarters, or did mom just give them to you?
Both. You remember I danced? Did I ever say I danced and sang in front of Jackass
HHF? Yes, you did. That's how you met Paul Rubens.
Paul Rubens, exactly. Yes, I danced and sang in front of my parents' gas station. My mom was always helping me out there. My dad was running the gas station. My mom was there when my dad wasn't there, and she was running the cash register. I was running out doing the changing the pumps.
Kathleen says Farrell's ice cream was over the rink.
Oh, okay. Okay. See, I don't know the specifics.
She's a local.
She's a local. Okay.
She's a native.
So I mean, I love the rink, but I love that, you know, but the rink was, I was very little back then. But then you know, when
it seems to me there was always a Farrell's in California. There was always a Farrell's by the ice rink.
Yes. Right.
That's what we do for, like, my mother would take us ice skating for my birthday and then to Farrell's afterwards.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, now we don't, what do we have here now? There's really nothing.
Cold Stone, I don't know.
Yeah, Cold Stone. I don't really. That's not that exciting.
Oh, it's pretty darn good.
Oh, okay. Well, it's also expensive. But
true that.
Yeah. But yeah, so I love that she was always, she was my best friend and just my rock. And you know, if I had a bad day at school, she always just made it better. And you know what, the my biggest memory is that she got me into movies. She would always be my movie companion, and I love watching movies with my mom because you know, we seem to have the same taste. I think we kind of have the same taste as our parents for the most part with a lot of things. And unless we
except politicians.
Yeah, that's true. And And but we also love discussing the movies afterwards. And, you know, I just remember riding in the car home, and I would spill. I would take, but the worst thing that I ever do was take the lid off of my Icy or whatever it was. You know, of course, I was just a kid, and I'm like, I've got to make sure that I can use that little spoon on the end of it, and I, you know, eat the slush with that little spoon. But I take the lid off, and then I would like lose concentration, and just the slush would go all over the car. And of course, I still hear about that to today. But again, what are moms for if not correcting our mistakes? And I know that my mom loves me, and I love her very much, and that I appreciate who she is, and who she has made me. And everything that she's done for me. So happy Mother's Day, Mom. And my Mother's Day gift is going to be a little bit late because I ordered it, and it is coming from Greece. It is coming from Greece, the country Greece. And apparently...
They need the money.
Yes. No. No, it's something that's very special, and I'll share it on a future show. I'm very, very happy with my decision to get this. But anyway, so let's talk about a couple movies that came out yesterday. The first movie is Three Generations, as we said at the beginning of the show. Elle Fanning plays actually a girl who is transitioning into a boy. She was born as a girl, but inside she feels like a boy, and she really wants to be a. That might be our guest possibly. So we'll just hold on with the guest for a couple quick minutes, unless it's someone else. Is that our guest or is it? Okay, thank you. So we'll take a break in just a minute, and we'll bring him on. So Elle Fanning plays a girl that's transitioning into a boy, and she wants to start a new life. She's trying to get the support of her mom, Naomi Watts, and her grandmother, Susan Sarandon. And of course, there's also when you are a minor and you want to do such a procedure, you need not only your mom's signature, but who else do you need?
Dad?
Yes, and in this movie, it is complicated because Dad does not have anything to do with the family anymore. This is a really strong movie, great acting, a little bit confusing, because Susan Sarandon has a love interest who is of the same sex as well, and I don't know the actress's name offhand, but it was just a little bit, it was like one step too much. Like, let's focus on Elle Fanning's struggle. Let's just focus on the relationship between her and her mom, who is very supportive in the movie. Let's focus on the relationship with Susan Sarandon, who's very...
Which one is the subplot?
There's several different plots in the movie. That might be the movie's kind of like downfall, is that it is a little bit unfocused. But I thought the acting was outstanding, and just a very interesting movie, a very heartfelt movie. And by the end, you're smiling.
So Naomi Watts is Susan Sarandon's daughter?
In the movie, yes.
That right there is unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. It's a little bit, yeah.
I could see Elle Fanning and Naomi Watts.
Yeah.
Mother-daughter, but not Susan and Naomi.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, and then Susan Sarandon keeps, like, she's doing the mistake where she's saying, you know, her instead of him. And she's not completely supportive of it. She says, why isn't she just, you know, be
well, it's not necessarily, you know, meant to be hurtful. It could be just habit.
Right, right. And then, yeah, exactly. It is, but she's not that supportive either. Anyway, it is a very strong movie. I give it four stars for Three Generations. I really enjoyed it, and I think that everyone should go check it out. And then the other movie that I really want to talk about is called Absolutely Anything. Absolutely Anything stars Simon Pegg as a man who just, he's a school teacher. Things are not going his way.
My guess is he wrote it and directed it as well.
No, he didn't this one. This one's actually been sitting on the shelf for a few years. And which is not a good sign. Simon Pegg plays this guy who's just he's not having a great life. And then these alien species who are voiced by the Monty Python.
He likes aliens, doesn't he?
He does. I know he made a lot of alien movies. But do you like Monty Python?
I did. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, they're the voices of the aliens here, and so John Cleese, you know, he sends down this beam to a random. Person, random human being, to see if they're going to do with this power good or evil, the power to do absolutely anything. They give it to Simon Pegg, and Simon Pegg just discovers it, and he makes his dog talk. Again, and as I said, Robin Williams is the voice of the dog, his very final performance. So kind of like Genie-esque. And it's great to hear his voice. It's, you know, difficult to hear his voice because he's just so talented. He was just such a talented actor. Don't you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
Such a huge loss.
One of the
loss.
Funniest guys I've ever seen.
I agree. And I'm just devastated that I never got a chance to talk to him or meet him because and just things that you hear about the struggles that he had as well. And this is one of his last performances. I don't know the which one he filmed first, but this is the last one we'll hear from him. And he did a great job. Simon Pegg did a great job. Kate, can't remember her name.
What's it called?
Absolutely anything. Absolutely anything. But Kate, with the brunette hair.
Winslet?
No, with the brunette hair, not the red. The
other one. Oh, Kate Beckinsale.
Beckinsale, yes, Kate Beckinsale.
She's a hottie.
Yeah, she is, and so she's the love interest in the movie. And does Simon Pegg influence her with his powers to, you know, be interested in him? So, you know what? Bad sign for it to be shelved for so long. I thought it was very funny. Very funny. Very fun movie. It reminded me of movies like Liar Liar. It reminded me of movies like Bruce Almighty. And do you like those kind of movies? I know those were both Jim Carrey, but...
Yeah, they're okay.
I mean,
nothing spectacular.
I mean, for me, that was my, like, you know, I was in high school or whatever then, and I thought that those were hilarious. So I really dug this movie. I checked out... So again, someone says they love Bruce Almighty, so... Check out Absolutely Anything. It is a very funny movie. It is a smiley movie. It's got some good discussion that you can have after the fact as well. You can talk about what would you do with the power. And you know what? I think a little bit later on in the show, we will talk about what Eric and I would do with the power to do absolutely anything. So think about that throughout the show. Okay, Eric? I'll ask you near the end, okay?
All right. My answer won't be all that complicated.
All right. Well, all right. Let's take a quick break here. And this is a very sad song from Mamma Mia. Of course, slipping through my fingers. I believe that every mother always feels this when their baby, male or female, son or daughter, is leaving, going to school, growing up, falling in love, whatever it be. And I think that it just can be applied to anyone, slipping through my fingers. And the fathers feel it as well. So, slipping through my fingers from Mamma Mia. Happy Mother's Day out there to everyone out there in KPHX Radio Land. And after the break, we have on Tom Tran from My Motto Veterans Edition. He's with the U.S. Army. He's also a comedian. MixTV.com will tell you all about that. And again, don't slip through my fingers. That funny little girl will be right back.
Slipping through my fingers all the time, I try to capture every minute, the feeling in it. Slipping through my fingers all the time, do I really see what's in her mind? Each time I think I'm close to knowing, she keeps on growing. Slipping through my fingers.